Hi, I'm Jen Turner, and I'm a psychic medium.
Hi, I'm Nadia Thorman, and I'm like the Ryan Seacrest to her Teresa Caputo.
And we're here to have a normal conversation about weird stuff.
Welcome to
The Soul Spot.
Hello, friends.
Hello, everyone.
It's so good to be back for our last episode of season one.
I know, last episode of 2020.
You guys, this has been so much fun. Like, I've been on such a journey starting to record this with you, Jen, my best friend.
I know. It's
and been so fun. Until now, we started this before 2020 was 2020. Before 2020 was the biggest joke on all of us.
When there was, like, still hope for a bright year.
But, I mean, it's been quite a ride.
Yeah.
So, today we just kind of want to chat.
Yeah, I mean, I think the biggest thing is to just, like, thank everybody. This has been such an incredible journey. It's been so much fun. But also just getting to know the listeners and getting to, like, hear the feedback and the questions that they have week after week and... Thank you guys. Like, this has just been so amazing and I feel so honored.
I mean, same here. Thank you for making me take this ride with you because it has been such an amazing journey. And I feel like for me, I've had such a spiritual awakening in the last year. I mean, like, big time.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to cry. But I don't know. I just feel like there is a lot of anxiety that's left my life. And that's weird to say at a time like this, but there's an inner peace that's kind of working, you know, and it's always like kind of in my program now where I don't freak out about the things I used to. I just don't. And it's like I've really internally learned to take it in and let it go, you know, because I know that there's so much more.
Yeah.
You know?
I love that so much. I mean... Thank you for saying that because it is, it's just so cool. I mean, this is a constant evolution. I know I come on here as if I have like the answers to things, but I definitely do not have all the answers and I'm still certainly like evolving day in and day out and like learning from everybody around me and learning from your stories and the clients that like the beautiful clients that I have and the beautiful listeners. Like, I feel like we're learning so much from each other. And just all of us collectively evolving into a different kind of realm of spirituality. And to know that we can now access that is such a wonderful, powerful place to be. Like you were saying, it's like to know now that you can access that place of peace, even amongst chaos, like that's a pretty unstoppable kind of, you know, tool to have in your tool belt.
Absolutely. I've always felt like a spiritual person. I've definitely always had a connection with God, whatever that means. But in this year, though, it's been different, you know, because I feel like I did a lot of the internal work.
Yep.
And it's a lot about, I did a lot of that deeper connection with self and a lot of that kind of, you know, I've explored it more. And I think that's what's so fun about this podcast, too, is, like, you're saying it's, like, we don't have the answers. And, like, I think that's a really beautiful thing.
Yeah.
Because I think this acknowledging that there's so much in this universe and, you know, when our loved ones pass on the other side and we talk about spirit, we talk about God, we talk about spirit guides, we talk about all of these things, we give them names, and you can use any name you want, right?
Yeah.
But it's, like, when you... have that those moments of connection, like that is what's real.
Yeah.
You know? And I don't think anything else really matters but getting to that truth.
Right.
Right? And I think it's such a fun exploration. And I love like so we're gonna name this episode Thanks for Getting Weird with Us. Because if you guys remember, if you've been listening since the beginning,
yeah.
Our first episode is We Promise We're Not Weird.
Right.
Except we got real weird.
We got a little weird.
Real quick. But that's kind of the fun part, right? And I think as we go forward, we'll, you know, start up this podcast again sometime next year for, you know, quote season two. But I think we'll get weirder, and I think we'll have fun exploring all of these different ways people connect to the universe. They connect to God. They connect to spirit. All of these amazing people we can learn from.
Yeah.
And I think, like, as we've learned, the most important teacher is, like, kind of yourself,
yep.
right? And knowing that you have that within you. So empowering.
Completely. And everybody's weird. And also, the more you explore the weirdness, the more you realize it's not weird.
No.
You know? It's only weird until you've experienced it. And mm-hmm. then it's, like, not weird anymore once you've experienced it. So.
Yeah. And I don't know. I think it's really cool. I've talked to a lot of people who have been listening to our podcast from the beginning. And a lot of people who, you know, they happily take their religious element of their life and this new kind of weird, more new agey spirituality. Yeah. And they marry them beautifully. And I think
they can exist together. Yes.
Right. And it's like, I think the best part about owning your spirituality is there are no rules.
Yes.
Like, nobody can tell you how to talk to God. If we learned anything from our podcast with our friend Maribel, right?
Yes.
no human, no man, nobody guru, nobody can stand between you and that spirit, that connection, right?
Totally.
So, I don't know. I've had a really, really amazing time learning from all of these topics, from our guests we've had on. We've had some amazing guests. We hope to get more guests next year.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's been so great just learning from your readings, your listeners.
Yeah. I mean, I think that we didn't really know what to expect.
Yeah.
Right? Like, I remember telling you, I feel like probably around this time last year, like, Dave's really pushing me to do a podcast, but, like, I would never do a podcast unless I could do it with you.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, yeah. you are going to have to right. do this with me. Otherwise right. it's not happening. And then it was like, okay, let's do it. I mean, it just reminds me so much of, like, remember when we were younger, I'm like, we've got to move to LA.
And I'm
but like, I'm not doing this without you.
And I was like, okay.
Yeah, let's do it. And so it's just taking these, like, leaps of faith. Mm-hmm. And this is such a huge one. We didn't know. I mean, we still are learning the technical stuff, but we didn't know anything about how to do this going into it. It was just like, we've got kind of a cool idea. And we think there's a lot of women out there who are like-minded like us.
Right.
Where it's like, they're into this. They're interested in this. They have personal experiences and they don't really have a place to, like, talk about it. Or get more information about it. And so then we started this, and it's evolved so much. And it became like, it started really heavily into the mediumship stuff. And then it's like evolved into even more like intuitive than mediumship stuff and like spiritual stuff. And I feel like I found personally like my lane where I feel like I know what my best work is.
Right.
You know? And that's like more into the like, intuitive. And of course, mediumship stuff is going to come through because that's where my roots are. But to be able to help primarily females in this like intuitive way, I just feel like next year is going to be like incredible.
It's going to be a game changer for you. You've had such an amazing, like, fun, wonderful, loyal group of clients who come see you regularly for intuitive work. And I feel like it's so cool because, you know, if you're open to any kind of therapy or whatever, I feel like with the intuitive stuff, you just get there faster.
Completely.
Right? And it's so cool. I mean, having had intuitive readings from you and stuff, it's like you just tell people what they need to hear, but also like what their insides are already reflecting at you, right?
It's a mirror.
It's totally, totally cool. A mirror.
Yeah, it's just like holding it up like it's just really kind of acknowledging how they feel and putting clarity to it. It's like defining it for them. But yeah, I didn't think that that's where I would end the year. I had no idea. And I mean, you know, I've had these clients and my clients, I just love you guys so much, but I've had a lot of these clients for the past 4 or 5 years.
Right.
And then to do it on the podcast and get so many new like clients through it and so many people reaching out, it's been so neat to just connect and be like, oh, we're everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we're like people who have this kind of mentality who are into this, like, it's everywhere. Like, we are really just like skimming the surface, I think, of tapping into this. And like, I'm looking forward to in 2021 doing like retreats and doing more. Like, I maybe we'll give my really, really outdated website like a makeover.
One day.
One day. But yeah, it's just been fun to, like, the community itself has, like, really made this year super special.
Yeah, I love it so much. I love it so much, and I'm, like, really excited to see where you go next year with all of this, these retreats and kind of, like, empowerment, you know, empowerment whatevers.
Thank you.
I'm just excited because some of my favorite memories from this year were, like, we had some Zoom calls, right?
Yeah.
And that was so fun.
Yeah.
And that's just a tiny sliver of, like, that the thrill of the connecting with, like, the community.
It's
and, like,
so amazing.
Once we can finally do this in person, I feel like it'll be, like, so much more wonderful.
Yep.
And we'll also appreciate it so much more.
Yeah.
But just to have, like, a day or two where you could just connect and, you know, have that time to, you know, explore what you want out of life and go deeper in those meditations and, you know, you could do your readings or I'm sure there's going to be special guests, like whatever you have planned is going to be so cool.
Yeah. I've got a gazillion ideas. So it's just kind of trying to put it into play now. So I'll keep you guys all posted on it. But I mean, just to have anybody, like anybody who's this like-minded, who's so spiritually connected, to have them in the same area, like the energy is always just incredible. And we always have like a lot of spiritual guests as well,
right?
That come. So,
okay, I have to ask you, what was your favorite episode from this year?
Oh my gosh, there's so many. I really feel like there's a handful that's going to be hard to kind of pick the top one that I use in my reading so much where it's like, I'll send them the episode after. Like,
oh, yeah.
Listen to this, you know? And I think the ones that I do the most of would probably be like the collective consciousness.
Oh, it's so good.
And then also like the empaths.
Yes. That was so helpful. So many people related to that empath episode.
Yeah. So I sent that one a lot. Like life as an empath was like a really big one because it's just so, it's so eye-opening, like, to have any kind of self-discovery like that, to be like, wait, that sounds familiar, that sounds like me, wait, I'm not alone, wait, there's tools, there's things I can do. That's, like, such a beautiful kind of gift to give people. And then, yeah, and then the collective consciousness one was this year, I mean, I think more than any other year, so poignant.
So poignant, that. And yeah, absolutely, like, I think other years it would be hard to explain.
Right.
If you're not familiar with the collective consciousness, but gosh, I mean, in 2020, we were all tapped into it.
Yep. How about you?
Okay. So I think, I mean, this is real fresh, but I think last week's episode, Manifestation, it got me so pumped.
That's a good one. That's a good topic.
I really feel like it makes me like so inspired and like, it like gives me giddy, you know?
Yay.
And then I think all of our episodes with our guests.
Yeah.
You know, because we had such amazing guests and I learned so much from them. And it's always interesting to hear, like, I'm familiar with all of your terminology, but I like to hear like somebody else's the way they phrase something or they interpret something, because everyone has their own way of doing things.
Completely.
And it's also different. And it's so good to like get a taste of everything, you know?
Yeah. I mean, we had some incredible guests and thank you guys for being part of this journey. I will say that like the one that I probably got the most personal text messages about was Maribel's, like, really, really powerful, like, two-part episode.
Oh my, same here, honestly.
It was, what did we name that episode? I'm pulling it up right now.
Spiritual Recovery.
Spiritual Recovery. So it was a two-part episode, like, beginning of October. You guys can find it if you haven't listened to it already, but the Spiritual Recovery, that was just like a really personal, beautiful, intimate account that she had. And I think everybody walked away with a different nugget.
Mm-hmm.
That's what was like really cool about it. And I've used the shelf analogy so many times since hearing her describe that.
Right. Because even if you didn't have an experience similar to hers, there were so many things with what she went through where, like you said, the shelf analogy, it's like everyone's had that in their life with something.
Yeah.
Right. And it's literally about, it's like the purest story about being true to yourself.
Yeah.
because if you keep doing something that no longer that doesn't serve you anymore, and that is so like wildly disconnected with your core values, then you lose yourself completely. And that's one of the most heartbreaking things somebody can do, right?
Yeah.
Is to fake their way through life and compromise your heart and your values because of it, right? And
yeah.
I love her story, and I love how brave she was and open she was and still is. And she is so someone that will tell you when she makes a mistake, and she'll take you along, you know, that journey with her in like such a candid way.
And even Dave, my husband, who like can tend to be like a pretty harsh critic to me and to you, but he was like, you just
can't. Dave, nobody asked, first of all. Dave, thanks. I love you so much, but like, I didn't ask.
But he was like, you just can't help but fall in love with her.
Totally.
Because just, she's so pure. He's like, yeah. You just can't help but fall in love with Mirabelle. Like, yeah. She's just so pure. And I think for you and I, just on a personal note, like how wonderful that was to come full circle. And just so healing for all of our friendships, I think.
Totally.
And to be like, oh my gosh, where we came from and what we went through during that time with her. And, you know, the... just all the feelings.
Yeah.
And then like to kind of reunite, and
it's like a really cool full circle moment.
Yeah.
Yeah. Very grateful for you, Mirabelle.
Yeah. We love you.
Okay. Jen.
Yes.
Before we wrap.
Yeah.
I have a loaded question for you.
Okay.
What would you say is the biggest takeaway you've had collectively from your readings over 2020? And, like, what piece of love or advice can you give to the listeners in a way that can be helpful to them, because you see something everyone's doing and feeling so often? I know this is super loaded, but, like, go ahead.
Okay, I want to make sure I'm understanding the question. So, like, out of all the readings and collectively of, like, mm-hmm. tapping into everybody over 2020, like, what are...
Even, like, mediumship stuff.
Okay.
Like, what's a message you want to give people to wrap up 2020 here? Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
I do know what you mean. I'm trying to say it without being cheesy. Like,
cheesy. It's good. It could be a message from spirit. It could be a message. It could be intuitive, but it could be a message from spirit. Something that you feel like people need to hear, that's going to feel like comforting, that's going to feel like a hug.
Okay.
Cheese away.
I don't know if it's comforting or a hug. I think it is, but I'm just...
Wisdom.
Drop I'm just, like, wisdom. Being truthful, okay? Okay. So, like, I'm zooming out right now. And
okay.
It's like, what is the big message? And you guys, like, I did not... She was literally putting me on the spot for this.
I am. I didn't tell her.
I would say this, and this is, like, very, very genuine, like, speaking from my heart, is that everybody's journey is incredibly individual. So everybody has different circumstances and different, they were all dealt different heart cards.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah.
Hearts.
Hands.
Thanks. That's it. It was just like cards. Hands. I don't know. Yep. Something like that. But I mean, in all honesty, everybody has such different sets of circumstances, and what you want is and should be different than what the other person next to you wants. However, there's like common themes that all of us are after the same things, mm-hmm. of like love and security and abundance, mm-hmm. and peace. We all want those same things, but it means very, very different things to different people. And that's like my biggest, I think, honestly, like personally, my biggest takeaway from 2020 is you can't put people in boxes.
No.
And everybody has such unique circumstances to where when you... And we've said this in so many of the readings before, or so many of the episodes before, that like you can't leave a reading without falling in love with the person, mm-hmm. because you see what they have like been dealt, mm-hmm. right? And you see like their relationships and their love and the love they didn't receive and what they went through as a child and what their parents went through when they were children. And you just feel it all so much that you just are left being like, I love you and you're doing the best you can.
Right.
And like, it's far from perfect, but you just want love too. Mm-hmm. And you just want to be seen and you want this. And it's like, you just, we all want those very, very fundamental things and fundamental emotions. And we have such unique circumstances and such different levels of, like, such different perspectives on everything based on our personal experiences that have shaped us, that that I feel like we can't judge each other.
Right.
You know?
This is, like, a message of empathy.
Yeah.
You know? It's a message of empathy and understanding and knowing that you will never experience somebody else's truth. And that's okay. But you can understand it's different than yours. And we can approach things with patience and love, right?
Completely.
I love that.
I mean, that's the biggest one. And I think it really does tie into, like, 2020. It's like, think about, like, George Floyd. Think about all the politics of, like, pro-police, defund the police, all these politics, all these crazy narratives, now the election. Like, there's just so many things that have come to divide us. Mm-hmm. And nobody's that divided.
No.
It's just different life experiences that have led to different perspectives.
Right.
And we need to be open mm-hmm. to seeing each other's perspectives. Mm-hmm. Really, really from an empathetic place of why they feel that way.
Right.
Instead of being super quick to call them a name or to cancel them. We need to come from a place of love and understanding, because if you were to take them to the lake here mm-hmm. and do a reading with them one-on-one, mm-hmm. you would fall in love with them.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I love that. And I think that's a really good place to wrap up. You guys, we can't thank you enough for being a part of this. You know, we are a small little ship here, but we're a strong one.
Yeah.
A lot of people listen and we get so much feedback on these episodes, and it's what motivates us to keep doing this. And it's such a journey of growth. And I mean, I can't wait for next year. I really hope you guys have a safe and happy holiday. Tell the people that love you that you love them. Yeah. And, you know, lead with compassion and love.
Yeah. And you guys have wonderful, safe, healthy, happy holidays. And we are going to be back next year with new content. So as always, we would love to hear from you. Please share this with your friends, with like-minded people, and give 5 stars, subscribe, and please reach out with some ideas. If you guys have any ideas that you want us to explore, we'd be happy to kind of incorporate that.
Yes. And follow us on the social medias. Jen is there.
I'm learning how to say my handle @the.soul.spot.
And you can find me on Instagram. It's my name, @NadiaThorman, THORMANN. We love you guys so much.
Love you.
Bye.